Let's say, Dr. Minhas, I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient name. Joanne Newton, J-O-A-N-N-E-W-T-O-N. Date of birth 10/29/1935. Date of appointment March 5th, 2024. Requesting physician Melissa Patello, DNP, MelissaPatillo. Dear Melissa Patello, I have the pleasure of seeing Joanne Newton today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 88-year-old left-handed Caucasian woman who came to my office with her granddaughter, who is a stay-at-home caregiver. At home, she becomes agitated and uncooperative. Before, she was living alone, now living with the granddaughter. Her cognitive ability is declining. She has a severe mood swings, agitation, anxiety, paranoia, delusion, hallucination, both visual and auditory. She has been sleeping less. She thinks that she is a prisoner. She wants to live independently. Granddaughter put the locks higher on the door so she will not go out. She is not stable on her feet and losing her vision also. She is confused where she is living. She does not wear the appropriate dress according to the weather. She is dependent when it comes to her activity of daily living. She is losing her memory, becomes confused and forgetful easily. She cannot drive. Daughter is paying her bills. Past medical history. depression, anxiety, TIA, GERD, asthma, hypertension, dementia, past surgical history, none. Allergy, penicillin, medication, albuterol, amlodipine, carvedilol, cholecalciferol, clopidogrel, acetazolpram, ferrous sulfate, hydrocodone, acetaminophen, levothyroxine, losartan, methotrexate, sodium, background, omeprazole, rizovastatin, social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol, widowed, lives with the granddaughter, have 4 children, family history, mother disease, cancer of the breast, father disease, mesothelioma, review of the system, I personally review the journal, skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she's having confusion, memory loss, depression, anxiety, joint pain. Physical examination, blood pressure 160 over 85, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16. Lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm. Abdomen sound, bowels on present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, current at time 3, speech. No aphasia, no dysarthria. I did the mini mental status examination, she scored 12 out of 30. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination, strength 4 over 5, deep tender reflex is 1 over 4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed decreased pain prick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 88-year-old left-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, Alzheimer's disease. Number 2, depression. Number 3, anxiety. Number 4, joint pain. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to start RSF 5 mg PO daily. I would like to see her back in my office in 3 months. She might need medication for her mental issue also, like Seroquel. I would like to thank you again for asking me to see this patient.